It's the story of Buffalo's own Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. 300 U.S. Army volunteers buried in a mass unmarked grave in the middle of what is now the Delaware Park Golf Course. About 300 soldiers who came to Buffalo to protect our national border during the War of 1812 died of hunger and disease as they spent the winter of 1814 in tents in the middle of what is now Delaware Park, but was then America's frontier. In 1814, the village of Buffalo was described by one visitor as a nest of villains, rogues, rascals, pickpockets, knaves, and extortioners. But it was volunteer soldiers from Virginia, Maryland, and Pennsylvania who'd marched to Buffalo to invade British Canada and to protect Buffalo and Black Rock from invasion. When winter came, they stayed. Wearing the light summery uniforms they came with, they had no winter boots and lived in open-ended tents. It was a particularly brutal winter, and food was slow to make it to the camp at Buffalo, which was literally at the end of the line. The food that did make it here was never enough, and it was usually rancid. Soldiers were dying up to 10 a day, and with the ground frozen, the dead were first buried in shallow graves and eventually just left in tents. When spring came, what was left of the army left Buffalo, but not before paying for 300 coffins and paying two local men to bury the 300 dead, which they did in what is now the middle of the Delaware Park Golf Course. They remain buried there to this day. A boulder in the middle of the golf course marks the spot where 300 nameless, faceless men who died here protecting our country were laid to rest 204 years ago. Their sacrifice was remembered this way when that boulder monument was dedicated in 1896. May their noble example and this tribute to their honor and memory prove an incentive to future generations to emulate their unselfish loyalty and patriotism. When called upon to defend their nation's honor, and if need be, die in defense of the flag, the glorious stripes and stars, the emblem of liberty, equal rights, and national unity. With another Buffalo story on the Steve on Weck blog, I'm Steve Cishon for BuffaloStories.com and Timeless Favorites, Buffalo's very own, WECK.